This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Today we have a huge show. No parliamentary pairs, but we do have two senators and two CEOs on the show. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Almost sounds like a coronation march, doesn't it?
When's on forever, Macca? Well, I think we need to update it or something.
We had to pipe in our special guest for the show, Senator Dean Smith from Western Australia, who's joined us for the whole show. Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. It's great to be here again.
It's great to have you. Now, as you know, we're streaming online at joy.org.au and on podcast. Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary and TAS whinging. It's framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday the 7th of July. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I would also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. We have on the phone, direct back from Hong Kong, John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Good morning, JB.
Macca, good morning, and good morning to the team there.
Cool. We've got Senator Dean Smith and my usual co-conspirator, Tass.
Good morning to you, John.
Morning, John.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Tass. How are you doing?
Very well. And John, before we do proceed, I just need to acknowledge your support, Virgin Australia's support for our show and this station. So much appreciated. We don't run on air. We do run because of the very valuable support that people like yourself have been able to provide for our show.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. We're very proud to be associated. So it's a great partnership.
Oh, the other thing I understand is that you're retiring, John.
Well, I don't know about the word retirement. I'm retiring from Virgin Australia. I don't think I'll be able to retire completely, but although, you know, it has its attractions, I suppose. But no, I've advised the board that I'll be stepping down the first week of, or thereabouts, of 2020. And, of course, that provided the board with ample time to do a proper search internally and externally, and so that began about a week or so ago, and so very, very exciting. I mean, it's been a terrific number of years, but I've still got a lot to do in the next 12 months or so.
So, of course, we had a debate about whether you were retiring or whether you were just stepping down and moving on to something else. So it sounds like it's more a case of the latter then.
Oh, well, I'll have to do something. I think I'm not the type that will just sort of stay home or play golf. So I'll have to do something. Maybe I'll become a radio announcer on your station.
Well,
have you ever considered standing for Parliament, John?
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I think I'm not qualified for that, unfortunately.
Very diplomatic.
Neither are many other people.
No. But I actually, you said earlier, I just flew from Hong Kong, and I actually did. I landed yesterday morning, and it was a terrific flight, as you'd expect me to say, but it genuinely was, and it was a very successful week.
So this was the launch of the Sydney-Hong Kong flights. We spoke to you as you're actually getting on the plane for the Melbourne-Hong Kong flights with David Flynn from Australian Business Traveller. So this has opened up another segment of the market for Virgin. You're competing, you know, with Cathay Pacific and the Red Rat, otherwise known as Qantas. You've really introduced some price competition into this market, because I watched the prices and they're a lot more affordable than they have been for a long time on that leg, particularly Sydney, Hong Kong.
Yeah, I mean, when we first announced the Melbourne Hong Kong flights, literally a year ago, last week we commenced the flights. The moment we did that, FS dropped about 25-30% across the board. So not only did we bring price competition, as you quite rightly said, Macca, but I'd like to think we brought product and service competition as well, because I think our standards are very high, and our team do an outstanding job. I mean, the cabin crew are brilliant. The food is terrific. In fact, it's interesting. On the launch service last Monday of the Sydney-Hong Kong, Luke Mangan, as you know, is responsible for our business class food, and he does a great job. All the dignitaries we had on board and all the media really said this food is outstanding. It's in the air. You don't get this kind of quality. It's really five-star restaurant quality. So I think we brought competition right across the board, Macca.
Yep.
Well, speaking of competition, John, last week Joy was able to announce the winner of the prize that Virgin Australia so generously donated for our annual Radiothon. So, again, thank you for your support there. And, of course, that was topped up by Macca, who was able to upgrade the flight from ordinary
from
economy.
From premium.
From premium right through to our business. So thank you
both of you.
Thank
you very much, Macca.
Well, you know, John, it's a rare occasion for me to use my points, as you know.
Well, you don't have very many, do you?
I've been telling him for years.
I won't disclose how many millions you've got.
John, I've been telling him for years that he's just going to have to take me as one of his closest friends on an all-points tour around the world.
We can do that.
Well, I think you should, and I think you should take the senator as well, and I might as well come along. I'm sure he's got enough points for all of us.
There we go.
Well, it's interesting you say that, John, because one of the great myths of Australian politics is that parliamentarians get to keep their points, but as you all know better than most, they all go back to the taxpayer, and we hope what are discounted tickets. But it's always a dilemma for me. I travel so much backwards and forwards across the country that when I think about having a break, the last thing I want to do is get on an aircraft, as appealing as Virgin aircraft and staff are, John.
Actually, I must confess, sometimes I feel like that too. I think, we all do a lot of flying. You just want to stay home sometimes and lock that front door, don't you?
You do.
Indeed.
Now, just before we go, John, there's one question. When you step down from Virgin, are you and your wife going to go to Rio? Because it's the one place you promised yourself when you started in the airline industry all those decades ago that you wanted to go to Rio, and you've never been. So are you going to do it?
Now, well, my reasoning for wanting to go to Rio in those days, and that was a long time ago, it was 45, 46 years ago, I can't admit to today and take my wife.
Oh, okay.
There were all sorts of different reasons. But no, look, we're not. We're not going to Rio. And actually, we don't travel all that much for holidays, to be frank. We're pretty boring people in some ways. But no, definitely not Rio.
Okay. All right. Well, look, congratulations on Sydney, Hong Kong. I know that's going to work really well for Virgin and for the Flyers. And thank you so much for your support and Virgin's support for Joy. It keeps us on air, and it made a fantastic Radiothon prize. We actually signed up a record number of members as a result. So thank you.
No, thank you, Maker, and thank you all for the support. It's great, and it's a great partnership, and as I said before, and really excited to work with you again.
Great. All right, JB, you can go shopping now.
Thanks, everyone. Have a lovely weekend.
You
thank
too.
You. Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.